So here is again with us Isika's team. So we are doing a roundup of second day, and it's Sunday. And with us today are
Mike from Isika's,
and Daniel,
and Samantha,
and Roy,
and Andy. So we had the second day of rehearsals today, and second day of press conferences, and a big length interview. So, Mike, what have you seen today?
Yeah, thoughts for me today. I was actually slightly bored until Azerbaijan came on stage today, and that kind of really lifted it for me. I've been struggling today with upload speeds in the press center. That's a technical issue for me. I've missed quite a few interviews because a lot of the delegations cancelled, but they promised us faithfully that we're going to get interviews tomorrow or the day after.
So which actually have cancelled today?
Hungary cancelled, but they rescheduled for tomorrow. They've given everybody a two-hour slot tomorrow, so everybody will get interviews tomorrow. Who else cancelled? I think Azerbaijan was a bit of a problem, but then we got it in the end, so that's good. That's being uploaded now, you can check that later. And I think there were a few other issues, but I wasn't scheduled to do those ones today. So
I know that I had Croatia, I know, cancelled, or they stepped out a little bit early. And Lithuania, there was an issue with the timing as well.
From my talk with the head of press, they said it was a total misunderstanding between the organizers and the Lithuanian delegation, so they didn't know what to do actually. So they were ready for any interviews anytime, but their guides, they were saying that they need to go quickly. So they don't like the organizations of the press center. They are not happy with what was going on today, and they promised next time they are giving full interviews for everyone interested. The singer is not speaking English, so it has to be translated, but anyway, they will give a poo. We are very privileged today to get an interview with a former Russian member of parliament, Alexey Mitrofanov, who joined us in for a Croatian interview. He's here because his nephew, Sergei Vorontsov, is one of the members of stage team of Croatia. And we also get an interview in Russian with them, so that was a privilege to have. And Daria, she just rescheduled for the next time because they were pretty short of time. So what are your other thoughts? Roy, what are your thoughts for today?
For me, the problem that I find in Germany is they don't understand these delays, and then when they push the people out of the press conference or the interviews because they say time is running out, but they forgot they started late. They must realize that if you start 10 minutes late, you must stop 10 minutes late. They can't make the time up with that way. But I think the death of Osama bin Laden caused panic in Germany today. So maybe that is, security was even tighter than normal. I mean, previously I've entered, if the bell didn't go off, they didn't search you. Now they will still search you even if the bell didn't go off. And I think if a delegation is a lot of people, to get them through the security takes maybe 5-6 minutes longer.
Okay, Daniel, so what are your thoughts for today?
For today I spend most of my time in the arena and filming all the different artists. And today,
it was good today.
San Marino stood out, and also Hungary. They were the two artists that stood out for me today.
Are there any questions?
No, it was not
Croatia. Well, Croatia was rocking, I believe, three different costumes
all together?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah. Three different dress changes.
Is that a new record, or has somebody changed dresses four times?
I think Moldova changed, three or four times back in, 2007 with Loca. There were a number of costume changes with that.
Yes,
I remember the Romanian entry a couple of years ago changed a number of times as well. It's pretty, it's pretty cool either way. I was really impressed by the time the fourth rehearsal, the third run-through for Hungary came about. I was very impressed by her vocal skills, but I feel like the presentation itself is very busy. I think if it's, it all really depends on how it's presented on the camera to see how well it's going to do or not.
See, that's really interesting for Hungary because my thoughts are completely different.
Really?
I blogged that today as the first epic fan fail because watching it in the press center, it was pretty appalling on the screen. her vocal was completely off. She got lost on the stage. I just think the arena is too big for her, and the big favourite before the contest is struggling now. I really think so.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, but like sort of, you know, different reasons. I am hesitant to say or invoke the blessed name of Kate Ryan, but but you
Kate
know I
Ryan.
Yeah. Kate, yeah. There it goes, I guess. I mean, I you know, I still love the song.
That's awesome.
I'm rocking out to it all the time. But okay. You'll have to pardon us.
The head of press for San Marino has just stolen our San Marino flag, so we had to grab that one back there.
Yeah, we have a San Marino flag on our table, proudly supporting Sinead. Delegation.
Oh, well, speaking of Sinead, she had her first run through today, and she sounded absolutely lovely, and you know, she comes across as warm and wonderful on screen. And I'm really not just saying that because the San Marinese are surrounding us right now, and you know, might not be so serenissima if we insult her. But I was also
Talk on our webcast.
Oh yeah, we have Eddie.
Are you happy with our press?
He has a vague look of panic on his face right now.
We can introduce Eddie from the San Marinese delegation, and if you maybe just like to say how your day has been going.
Four words. So far, so good.
All right, pretty good.
Okay. And that's it. So we'll see. But today is a very good day for me. So
you're happy.
Yes. Some are minor detail to fix because always there is a detail, some fine tuning to do.
Yep.
But you know, so far so good.
That's why we have rehearsals, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
To iron out the problems.
Exactly.
Okay, so for me, highlights of the days were probably a couple of interviews. I would say Iceland and Portugal, which have a big teams, and they're very fun to talk to. Unfortunately, we've got very few time with them, so I really hope we can get a second chance to talk about more with them. And the highlight of the day, of course, was our prize for the most beautiful girl of the contest. It went preliminary to Anna...
promised that to me, Andy. Before we came, you said I was going to get the most beautiful girl of the contest competition.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you forget to shave your legs.
I'm so sorry, but there was no competition. I know you like Mika Newton. I know you like Mika Newton, but Anna Gomez, she's just amazing. So,
but I didn't get time to vote.
There wasn't a vote.
Here I am, sitting in the corner, feeling deeply insulted.
You may get most beautiful... we have already... A beautiful male already went to Eldar from Azerbaijan.
Yeah, he is beautiful.
Unfortunately, this was already chosen even before this start. We have so far empty spot of the best female vocalist. Because the best male vocalist just went today to Matti Matt from Iceland.
Yes, I'm incredibly impressed with Matti Matt. You know,
I was impressed with all six of those Icelandic guys.
Yeah.
They have such variety of voices.
You know, it's having the opportunity to speak to the six of them, as well as Thorun, Sonny's widow and the lyricist, it really kind of brings us home. And, you know, more than any other entry, I think, you know, Iceland has so much heart and soul going into this. You can't deny it. And whether you like the song or not, you have to respect where they're coming from. And you know, they were also very sweet. I told them that was my mother's favorite entry. Hi, Mom, if you're hearing this. And they were wonderful. They say, you know, send their regards and took a picture, which I'll soon upload and make my mother incredibly jealous. So.
Okay, we're running close to 10 minutes. Nobody will listen that long for us, I guess. So we're wrapping.
Bye.
See you tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow and watch our videos and the stuff from our blog. Thank you.
Bye-bye.